Warm at a 1.3, and Tuesdays means it's time for our Suburban Outlaw, Pam Sherman.
I do feel like an outlaw these days. I've got a bandana over my face. I'm going to start wearing a cowboy hat and cowboy boots when I have to go out, right?
That's a great idea.
So I was thinking about all of the, in the next couple of weeks, it's college graduations. You know, high school graduations are a little farther out, but you know, there's a lot of kids who aren't going to get to have their college graduation. And, you know, I was just thinking about how it's all going to be virtual. And there's some great ideas going around about how to make a difference to celebrate your graduate. And, you know, one company, this is so cool, her campus is doing a virtual graduation on May 15th with celebrity speakers. And then kids are from college campuses are getting to write in to become speakers on this virtual graduation. That's going to happen all across the country. I think that's brilliant.
Yeah. There's not much you can do.
Well, there is much you can do. I mean, if you think about it, it's basically, I was thinking about pomp and circumstance, and it's basically we just won't have the pomp, right? Like, there's going to be, there's a lot of circumstance. You can still celebrate your graduate. Another friend of mine is, they have a company called Shindigs. It's so cool. They want people to take back their front yard so you can celebrate your graduate with pictures and decorate your front door. You know how, you know, that every neighborhood does the signs? Right. Well, everyone should know that you've got a college graduate because, man, you worked really hard to get them there.
Oh,
they worked really hard while they were there.
Yeah, and it cost you a lot of money. So you want to, you know, you want to stick that flag on the moon and say, I did this.
I did this. So, you know, it's so really, if you think about what is a graduation, it's a culmination, a celebration of everything that that kid did and you did to get them there. That doesn't go away because you don't have to sit in a freezing stadium with 5,000 of your closest friends and worry about whether grandma's going to be able to make it up the stadium, you know? I mean, and can I get a hotel room? I mean, you know, some of these college towns, I remember Ann Arbor, it was, had to call a year in advance to get a hotel room. So I won't miss any of that, but I know that people will be able to celebrate their graduates in virtual ways, but which really are actual. It's all about the meaning. Yeah. It's the circumstance without the pomp.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.